local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, the rain's cleared out, but the clouds are hanging on. 61 now at our studios. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident. They're moving out of the roadway, Snow Road and Eastway Drive. Also, we've got another one on US 43 in front of Barry Steam Plant. It's going to be slowing up traffic right there. Beyond that, a good start to our Friday morning. Across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, no delays. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year, at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine and shop for special treasures. See them at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were we just talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Hey, this is Roz from Camp Rapahoe, the Gulf Coast place for fun and the childhood cancer journey. Join us Thanksgiving morning at 8 at Spanish Plaza in downtown Mobile for the Turkey Trot for Hope and Gobble Wobble Fun Run, raising awareness and funding to support Camp Rapahoe. Get yourself, family, friends, and office signed up for the area's best Thanksgiving morning tradition with a 5K and 1 mile fun run. Registration is on now at CampRapahoe.org. Let your feathers fly at the Turkey Trot for Hope Thanksgiving morning, benefiting Camp Rapahoe.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk106.5.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama, by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
All right, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And, of course, y'all pop in the text line at 343-0106. Time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The opioid epidemic has simply swept our nation. But this morning, there is help on the way as President Donald Trump has signed into law the Support for Patients and Communities Act. And here's how it works. The legislation is designed to help limit the supply of opioids and help develop a non-addictive painkiller, plus provide more treatment options for those with an addiction. While this legislation may have been signed on Wednesday in our nation's capital, here closer to home, Alta Point Health Systems, which helps more than 1,200 individuals receive treatment, they will benefit in a great way. According to their literature, Alta Point offers free medication-assisted treatment to qualifying patients. If you'd like more information, call 251-666-2569. A Montgomery man has been convicted in the death of 9-year-old twins and their caretaker. A Lowndes County jury convicted 22-year-old DeAndra Lee on capital murder charges for the 2012 killings of 9-year-old twins Jordan and Taylor DeGiernet and their 73-year-old caretaker, Jack Mack Gertner. According to court records, Lee shot the victims while robbing the 73-year-old caretaker of his 1998 Mercedes-Benz, which was later found in a different county. The bodies were found on a remote road in Lowndes County. Lee was on the run for nearly 1 week before he was captured in a massive hunt, which included the U.S. Marshals and the Alabama Bureau of Investigations. Lee was found guilty on 6 capital murder charges, 3 for the killings, 2 for killing victims under the age of 14, and an additional charge for committing the murder during a robbery. The penalty phase of Lee's trial is scheduled for next Monday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Orange Beach business owner is in the Baldwin County Jail facing a half a dozen theft charges. Investigators say 47-year-old Tammy Domingue owns Pleasure Island Properties, a company that rents out condos and beach homes. Investigators believe Domingue would inflate security deposits and other fees and pocket the excess. When it came time to refund those deposits, they say she would write bad checks to the customers. Orange Beach police started investigating in August. The dog that attacked 2 people in Mobile's Trinity Gardens area Tuesday has been euthanized. The attack happened at a home on Katy Street. We've learned the dog bit his 2 owners. The owners requested the dog be put down. The dog will be sent to a state lab for rabies testing. Pensacola Interstate Fair is expected to be back up and running today. Yesterday, organizers made the decision to close the fair because of bad weather. Thursday was supposed to be a special day at the fair. $1 from every ticket sold was going to be used to help Hurricane Michael survivors. Despite that not happening, fair organizers say they'll still make a donation to Feeding the Gulf Coast. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beat the Miami Dolphins 42-23. Deshaun Watson completed 80% of his passes for 239 yards and a career-high 5 touchdowns on the night. Here's Watson's fourth, a 49-yarder to DeAndre Hopkins that gave the Texans a 35-20 lead.
Couple of fake handoffs. Watson standing back there alone. And speaking of alone, there's Hopkins. Hopkins. Touchdown.
And here's the former Clemson quarterback speaking after the game.
You know, whenever adversity hits, kind of grind through it because everything else is going to get better. So that's all we did, put our head down, grind, and kept believing.
The Texans began the season with 3 straight losses, but they've now won 5 in a row and lead the AFC South Division. While the Dolphins' record fell to an even 4-4, they've lost 2 straight without starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill and are 2 games behind New England for the AFC East lead. In college games on Thursday night, Georgia Tech crushed Virginia Tech 49-28 in an ACC matchup. Yellow Jackets backup quarterback Tobias Oliver ran for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns. And listen to this, Georgia Tech rushed for 465 yards with 0 yards passing on the night. They attempted 1 pass. It fell incomplete. Other than that, they ran the ball the entire
like
night.
1980s SEC ball or something like that. The rambling wreck, man.
Yeah, the wing tee was at it in full force last night. In another game, number 14 ranked West Virginia beat Baylor 58-14. Mountaineers took a 41-0 lead into halftime after 4 touchdowns from quarterback Will Grier. West Virginia has a 6-1 overall record. They sit second in the Big 12 standings behind Texas. And in a huge Sun Belt matchup last night, Georgia Southern beat number 25 ranked Appalachian State 34-14. Appalachian State was ranked in the top 25 for the first time in program history on Sunday. The Eagles' Shai Wirtz rushed for 129 yards, including a 47-yard touchdown run, and Georgia Southern forced 5 turnovers to pull off the upset win. Well, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, and Ole Miss may have byes this weekend, but there are some good SEC games on the schedule for tomorrow, and it all gets started at 11 o'clock when Vanderbilt takes on Arkansas in Arkansas. Vanderbilt right now a 1.5-point favorite in that game. At 2:30, it's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, even though they don't call it the cocktail party
oh,
anymore.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
It's just the world's largest outdoor party.
Yeah, uh-huh.
When number 7-ranked Georgia will be hosting number 9-ranked Florida. Georgia right now a touchdown favorite. In that one. At 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts number 12-ranked Kentucky. The Tigers are 7-point favorites, according to Vegas. And then at 6 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts number 16-ranked Texas A&M. The Bulldogs are favored by 1.5. And to wrap up the night at 6:30, the South Carolina Gamecocks host the Tennessee Vols. South Carolina favored by 8. There are 2 more top 25 matchups set for tomorrow. At 2:30, a Big Ten matchup with number 18, Iowa, traveling to play at number 17-ranked Penn State. The Nittany Lions are favored by 6.5. And then at 6 p.m., a Pac-12 game. Number 14-ranked Washington State plays at number 24-ranked Stanford. Stanford favored by 3. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Isn't it enough for them just to be smart? Do they got to
be good at sports, too?
Yeah, but come on, Stanford, man. You're wrecking it for us.
That's right.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you ready for a big Sony TV? At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0448.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool. Lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. A great ride coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning. Through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, past DIP and the 1065 split, we've got light traffic as school buses are already starting to roll. No accidents in the roadways. Celebrate Halloween with Papa Murphy's. Entertain your little goblins with their jack-o'-lantern pizza. Their pumpkin-shaped cheese and pepperoni is only $9. Available now through Halloween at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5, and the rain has moved out. The clouds are hanging on, but they're moving out too. Dr. Bill has more on that and a cool weekend ahead coming your way just about 12 minutes from right now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, two suspected car burglars. They are targeting a historic district right here in Mobile for a specific type of vehicle, and authorities are needing your help to identify them. Convertibles and Jeeps are the preference for the pair seen on surveillance video in the Oakley District. Authorities say they chose those vehicles because of the soft top that allows them to gain entry very quickly because they can use a blade or some type of box cutter. The surveillance video obtained from multiple homes, from multiple neighborhoods. That's what investigators are using to piece together the movements of the two people involved. They want you to be on the lookout for a vehicle they're believed to be driving, a late model Mitsubishi Eclipse, possibly a 2019 model. If you have information, call Mobile Police 251-208-7211. If you love to watch aircraft land and appreciate the mechanics of planes and helicopters, you are in luck, as beginning today, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Regional Fly-Ins zooms into the Jack Edwards National Airport in Gulf Shores. City officials say they are expecting about 600 planes and helicopters. The airport will also be open to the public, and tours of military and civilian aircraft that will be offered as well. Visitors will have the chance to ride in biplanes and helicopters too. There will also be 70 exhibitors and seminars for pilots. And even better, one of the speakers featured will be astronaut Ken Cameron. The event is today and tomorrow. If you'd like more information, log on to gulfshoresal.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. A big thank you to the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce and the folks at Bayside Academy for having me out to be part of their meet and greet with the candidates last night. Enjoyable to get to meet so many people. And the students, they were fired up. It was pretty cool. I was like one of I was 17 until college.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the students that were in there to raise their hand. How many would be 18 by Election Day? Quite a few of them there.
Oh.
It was kind of cool watching kids that were getting ready to, I guess they're not kids at 18, they'll be adults, getting ready to exercise their right to vote. But yeah, it was a good event last night, and big thank you. Speaking of events coming up, and this one I was telling the students there, and I think their teacher is going to let them listen to the radio while they're in school. How about that? I said, coming up on Tuesday, because we told you all yesterday, that a debate going on right here at FM Talk 106.5, between Congressman Bradley Byrne, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, Democrat challenger Robert Kennedy Jr. They're both going to be in studio on Tuesday morning. So when we come out of the news, 8:05-ish, we'll get Dr. Bill and that kind of stuff. Then we'll get into the debate. And that'll last for the hour. We'll take like one news break at the bottom of the hour. Other than that, we're going to let the debate go on. So what I need from y'all is your questions. And we've had quite a few coming in yesterday. You can use it. I would say just, I saw something on Facebook. Y'all, let's keep it to, because basically, Dalton and I got to track all these down.
That's right. So it's the two of us, and that's it.
Right. I got quite a few on my Twitter feed yesterday. Let's do two places. Let's do the text line, 343-0106, the text line, and just put, a slug line there, like, this is a question for the debate.
Right.
Okay. Or you can email me, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com, or your email.
Yeah, I'm Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
Okay. And that's the best places, I think, and to just keep them, either Dalton's email, my email, or the text line, mm-hmm. because if they go elsewhere, it's going to be too many places.
Yeah, don't leave a voicemail or anything.
Right, that's the problem. Like, as of yesterday, even though we said, hey, let's just keep it to the text line or the email, there were five different places yesterday that questions were asked, and I appreciate it. I appreciate mm-hmm. that, but I don't want to miss y'all's question. So if you keep it either email or text line, that helps us kind of go through. And so we're going to take the questions, y'all's questions, and, you can put your first and last name, put your first name, give yourself a nickname, whatever. But give me, like, Mobile, or Daphne, or give me Bay Minette, Gulf Shore, or wherever you live, because I'm going to put that in just because we're talking about the Alabama 1st Congressional District. So it's interesting the different areas in the Congressional District and what questions you might have. So that debate starts on Tuesday morning at 8:05 here on FM Talk 106.5. And y'all's questions will be driving what the two candidates talk about.
And if you missed John Sharp, because he did Tostitos scoop us earlier in the week. He scooped the news that we were going to have this debate.
Right, I was trying to keep it cool. Thanks, John.
And he got a line from Robert Kennedy Jr. said he's going to clean Bradley Byrne's clock during this debate.
All right, so it's time to move the clocks back. Coming up on Tuesday.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People who live along one stretch of road in Mobile County are concerned after another deadly crash in the area. The crash happened on Sweettown Road in Theodore. Witnesses say 78-year-old Samuel Ray lost control of his pickup and hit a bridge.
My boyfriend seen him moving some and told him to be still.
State troopers say Ray wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene. People who live in the area say they'd like to see more protective measures put in place along Sweettown Road. News 5 has learned a third electrical lineman has died after being hit by a car while helping restore power to residents in Chipley, Florida, following Hurricane Michael. The victims have been identified. One of them, 60-year-old James Usry, lived in the area. The other two victims, 52-year-old George Cecil and 22-year-old Ryan Barrett, were linemen helping out from North Carolina. Red tide has been detected on our stretch of the Gulf Coast. Officials with NOAA say in Santa Rosa County, medium and high concentrations were detected. Red tide happens when colonies of algae grow out of control while producing toxic and harmful effects on people, fish, and animals. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners get $6,250 total cash allowance on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, schedule a test drive, and get great deals on light-duty, heavy-duty, and commercial Ram trucks, all worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners get $6,250 total cash allowance on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Don't miss this great offer. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days to be eligible. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by October 31st, 2018. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
In a pre-dawn tweet, President Trump complains he's being blamed for the mail bombs addressed to some of his most prominent critics. Trump writes, others can criticize him, but when he criticizes them, quote, they go wild and scream, it's just not presidential. The investigation into who sent the packages is centering this morning on the Postal Service. CIA Director Gina Haspel has briefed the president on what she learned about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during her trip to Turkey, and Nick Robertson checks in from Istanbul to report that has slowed down the release of information there.
The drip feed of details from the government in Turkey has slowed up, perhaps waiting to see what President Trump's decision will be. Now he's heard from Gina Haspel.
Thursday night football, the Houston Texans picking up their fifth straight win, beating the Miami Dolphins 42-23. Wall Street's volatile ride continuing, plunging stock futures gaining a bit of lost ground, but the Nasdaq is still down 147 points, the Dow off 226, the S&P losing 30. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Snapchat's parent company Snap posted $298 million in third quarter revenue, handily beating analysts' forecasts of $283 million. But daily active users are down 1%, and Snap predicts the decline to continue. The stock price dropped 3.5% after hours. Microsoft reported fiscal first quarter earnings of $1.14 a share, beating analysts' estimates of 94 cents. The stock rose 5% Thursday, while Advanced Micro Devices tanked 16%. After the chipmaker missed Q3 earnings and revenue estimates and issued soft guidance for Q4. Shares of NBC Universal parent Comcast rose 4% after posting third quarter earnings of 65 cents a share, beating estimates by 4 cents, with revenue of $22 billion above forecast as well. A slate of major earnings reports bumped Wall Street upward following the midweek collapse. The Dow gained 414, the S&P 500 clawed back 55. Futures are trending upward. And that's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today, confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So it looks like the showers have moved on out, but we still have some clouds out there.
Yeah, we picked up 1.69 inches of rain. That's the first significant rain we had of the entire month. And even with that, we're a little bit shy of 2 inches. This is well below normal, and this is the driest month, so it's turning out pretty much as expected. The rain has moved on to the east. A low-pressure system that started out in South Texas is now over southeast Alabama and headed for the eastern seaboard. And we've now got some dry air moving in. It's going to give us a really nice weekend. We're going to start out today with mostly sunny skies. I expect a high of about 72 this afternoon. The normal high is 77. And we'll have a wind out of the northwest today around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few scattered clouds. We're going to cool into the upper 40s tonight, around 48 degrees at daybreak. And then for Saturday, it should be a sunny day with a temperature again up around 72 degrees. Looking ahead now to Sunday, sunny again, and we're going to warm up a bit up to near 80, which is just a little bit above normal. And then as we get into next week, first half of the week looks good with sunny skies and 82 for Monday and Tuesday. Our next chance of rain, a slight chance on Wednesday, just a slight chance, and a better chance on Thursday. So we've got a nice weekend ahead.
All right. I hate to bring the other part of this in, but what are you watching in the tropics?
Well, we do have an area northeast of the Leeward Islands, which looks like it is going to develop and very well could be another named storm. It's still not even considered a depression yet. The conditions in that area are favorable. It looks like it will drift to the north and then turn head to the west. But it's way out in the Atlantic, and we've got a lot of time to look at this. Most likely, it probably would not reach the east coast because the upper air would probably turn it to the north and northeast, we hope. But right now, nothing to worry about.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, John.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and tropical weather expert. And coming up next hour, he's got a weekend weather scale. It is a Friday. He'll get us set up for the weekend ahead. All right, 6:37, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department been busy this morning. Ziegler Boulevard at Gilliard Drive, they've got a tree branch down in the roadway. Also, another accident without injuries at Carroll Plantation and Highway 90. State troopers are on the scene of an accident right in front of Barry Steam Plant off Highway 43. No injuries involved, and it should be out of the roadway pretty quick. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, they offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Now with their fall savings, up to $10,000 off selected 2018 homes. Get pre-qualified at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Joe Faust has always put the people of Baldwin County over politics. He reduced property taxes for the elderly and aggressively fought to achieve coastal insurance reform. You know, District 94 faces some unique challenges, but Joe always meets them head on. On November 6th, re-elect Joe Faust, a trusted conservative voice for Baldwin County. Paid for by Friends of Joe Faust, 20452 Beecher Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Hey, coming up next week, y'all know it's Halloween. If you have children in the house, you have been reminded repeatedly that next week is Halloween. Coming up, we'll talk about some real heavy lift research has been going on here. The most mentioned candies in music lyrics.
Oh man!
Not okay. Just candy, because you could say the word candy. The name. I think of a couple songs right off the top of my head: candy or mm-hmm. candy girl or. But no, this would be specific candy brands mentioned in songs.
All right. This is going to be interesting.
All right. It's on the way. Hold still. Check headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our nation's capital as President Donald Trump on Thursday tweeted, quote, "I am bringing out the military for this national emergency." And now we know Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign deployment orders, sending 800 or more troops to the border with Mexico to help Border Patrol authorities stop a caravan of migrants from Central America from moving through Mexico to into the U.S. That's according to three administration officials. The troops will not engage in lethal operations. Instead, they're expected to provide fencing, wall materials, and other technical support at several key points along the border where it is believed the migrants may try to cross. The troops will also provide tents and medical care for border authorities in those areas. The troops retain the right of self-defense, but Border Patrol officers will still be the ones physically stopping illegal migration. That's according to officials. Troops are expected to be in place by next week. News out of Mississippi this morning, as a former healthcare employee admits to taking photos of underage patients. 31-year-old Travis McMurray pleaded guilty earlier this week in Gulfport, saying he felt like demons made him take pictures of the children ages 6 and 8 at the time. McMurray was an employee at Memorial Behavioral Health in 2016. The AP is reporting that police surveillance video showed McMurray entering the 6-year-old's bathroom while she was undressing. He confessed, and detectives found pictures on his phone of two other little girls identified also as patients. During the plea hearing, McMurray apologized to their families. He has been ordered to jail pending a December 3rd sentencing date, according to the Harrison County Circuit Judge Lisa Dotson. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Orange Beach business owner is in the Baldwin County jail facing a half a dozen theft charges. Investigators say 47-year-old Tammy Domingue owns Pleasure Island Properties, a company that rents out condos and beach homes. Investigators believe Domingue would inflate security deposits and other fees and pocket the excess. When it came time to refund those deposits, they say she would write bad checks to the customers. Orange Beach police started investigating in August. The dog that attacked two people in Mobile's Trinity Gardens area Tuesday has been euthanized. The attack happened at a home on Katie Street. We've learned the dog bit his two owners. The owners requested the dog be put down. The dog will be sent to a state lab for rabies testing. Pensacola Interstate Fair is expected to be back up and running today. Yesterday, organizers made the decision to close the fair because of bad weather. Thursday was supposed to be a special day at the fair. A dollar from every ticket sold was going to be used to help Hurricane Michael survivors. Despite that not happening, fair organizers say they'll still make a donation to Feeding the Gulf Coast. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, 646 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beat the Miami Dolphins 42-23. Deshaun Watson completed 80% of his passes for 239 yards and a career-high 5 touchdowns. Here's Watson's fourth of the night, a 49-yarder to DeAndre Hopkins. It gave the Texans a 35-20 lead.
Couple of fake handoffs. Watson standing back there alone. And speaking of alone, there's Hopkins. Hopkins. Touchdown.
And the former Clemson quarterback spoke with the media after the game after the Texans began the season with three straight losses. They've now won 5 in a row.
You know, whenever adversity hits, kind of grind through it because everything else is going to get better. So that's all we did, put our head down, grind, and kept believing.
Houston now the leader in the AFC South division. While the Dolphins' record fell to an even 4-4 with last night's loss, they've now lost two straight without starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill and are two games behind New England for the AFC East lead. In college games on Thursday night, Georgia Tech crushed Virginia Tech 49-28 in an ACC matchup. Yellow Jackets backup quarterback Tobias Oliver ran for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Georgia Tech rushed for 465 yards with 0 yards passing. Number 14 ranked West Virginia beat Baylor 58-14. The Mountaineers took a 41-0 lead into halftime after 4 touchdowns from quarterback Will Grier. West Virginia has a 6-1 overall record. They sit second in the Big 12 behind Texas. And in a huge Sun Belt matchup, Georgia Southern beat number 25 ranked Appalachian State 34-14. Appalachian State was ranked in the top 25 for the first time in program history. The Eagles' Shai Wirtz rushed for 129 yards, including a 47-yard touchdown run, and Georgia Southern forced 5 turnovers to pull off the upset. Well, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, and Ole Miss may have byes this weekend, but there are some good SEC games on the schedule for tomorrow, and it all begins at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning when Vanderbilt travels to take on Arkansas. Commodores right now 1.5-point favorites in that game. Then at 2:30, probably the biggest game of the day in the entirety of college football, number 7 ranked Georgia plays against number 9 ranked Florida. Of course, that game goes down in Jacksonville, Florida, for the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Bulldogs right now favored by a touchdown over the Gators. Then at 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts number 12 ranked Kentucky. The Tigers are 7-point favorites in that game. At 6 o'clock, the Mississippi State Bulldogs host number 16 ranked Texas A&M. Mississippi State right now ranked favored by 1.5, according to Vegas. And at 6:30, the South Carolina Gamecocks host the Tennessee Vols. South Carolina favored to win by 8. There are two more top 25 matchups set for tomorrow. At 2:30 in the afternoon, number 18-ranked Iowa plays at number 17-ranked Penn State. The Nittany Lions are favored to win by 6.5. And then at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, number 14-ranked Washington State plays at number 24-ranked Stanford. Stanford favored by 3. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. At Ziegler and Gellier Drive, they've got a tree branch in the middle of the roadway. They've got emergency vehicles there. Carroll Plantation, Highway 90, clearing an accident. Also, got one state troopers are on the scene in accidents off Highway 43 near Barry Steam Plant, but they've got it off to the side of the road as well. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa this weekend at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge. November 6th.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5. More from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up, plus a weekend weather scale next hour. Alec Naiman also joins us, or we'll check in. I know he has been down in the Panama City area cooking for those first responders and the line crews and all that. We'll see if we get him on the phone this morning. If not, we will check in with him next week. And also, I know this coming up after 8 o'clock, it is Football Friday.
It is.
And all that football talk that we've been doing in the past, we'll do again this weekend. Even with bye weeks here for home state teams, you'll still get an accounting of what's going on elsewhere in football through the eyes of Phil Savage. 8:05 every Friday morning during football season with Football Friday. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Going, going, gone. Tons of items are up for sale looking for a new home as the Mobile Police Department invites you to their annual unclaimed property auction. It's Saturday, October 27th at 8 a.m. in the back of police headquarters on 2460 Government Boulevard. Registration starts at 7 a.m. and you must present identification to register. Some of the items up for bid: phones, tablets, televisions, gardening equipment, lawn equipment, tools, ice chests, all types of electronics, and more. All items, though, are sold in as-is condition to the highest bidder, and all sales are final. Cash payments are the only forms of payment accepted. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band are coming back to the Wharf. They're performing April 23rd, 2019 in Orange Beach. The date is a part of the Son of a Sailor Tour, celebrating the 40th anniversary of a classic Buffett album. So tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. November 2nd with a limit of 8 tickets per customer. And they're being sold through Ticketmaster outlets. They range in fees from $38.75 to $127.50. But just for you, FM Talk 106.5, we are giving away free tickets. You need to listen, though, all morning long to Mobile Mornings for your winning details. Hard to believe, but we will soon say 'tis the season, right? So why not celebrate with some ice cream? Bluebell says they are hustling to get peppermint bark into stores. The flavor is described as a mint ice cream with dark chocolate and white chocolate chunks, as well as crushed peppermint candies. And expect to be able to scoop up even more seasonal flavors to be reintroduced in the coming weeks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 655, FM Talk 106.5. And if you haven't been reminded by your children or any of the marketing going on or the stacks and stacks of candy corn piled up like sandbags in the stores out there. Yeah, next week it is Halloween. And so the researchers have finally gotten to do some stuff that's important here. They got the candy people and the people at Billboard Magazine, the music folks, to work together to figure out a song we've all asked ourselves so many times. What are the most mentioned candies in music lyrics? I can tell you, some number of times I've ridden down the road and wondered such. With that, let's do it. We'll count it down, right?
Since yes. Let's count.
This week we're counting it down. For some reason, they go to 11, which is, Spinal Tap fans, you understand that.
Always got to turn it up to 11.
Yeah, right, they go to 11. So number 11, and most, once again, what they did is they scoured all the music out there, looked at the lyrics, found the, and not just candy, it has to be brand names of candy.
Okay.
Because, just the word candy or sweet is everywhere, but brand names of candy, what gets mentioned the most? And yes, unfortunately, sometimes these are not just candies, they're metaphors for other things.
Usually, right? I've found in most musical songs, that's what they are.
Okay. Number 11, Lifesavers.
Okay.
Lifesavers.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Twizzlers.
Interesting. Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Number 9, Laffy Taffy.
Of course. I'm thinking of a particular song.
That's right. Number 8, Pop Rocks. Mm-hmm. You know, the fizz in your... I don't know any song. Starburst coming at number 7. Number 6, of course, number 6, Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll in there.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, this is the interesting candy, because you can go back to, I bet you I can find a song as early as mid-70s to recent... with Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Ranchers, okay.
Jolly Ranchers have made it into music a lot. Kit Kat at number 4. Hershey's at number 3. Skittles at number 2. And M&M's at number 1. So those are the most popular candies in music, as the people at Billboard figured out. So, there you go. Use the information however you'd like. We're coming right back.